Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive.
Ready to jump in?
Let's do it. Okay, first story. This is a pretty significant shift in U.S. import rules.
Mm-hmm. The U.S. has ended what they call the de minimis exemption, basically that tax-free status for imported goods under $800.
Right. And the official reason involves national security concerns, things like fentanyl entering the country. So now those smaller packages face duties, taxes.
And the immediate concern, you hear this from critics, is that these costs on things like food, crafts, you name it, well, they'll probably just get passed on to shoppers, you know.
Yeah, and it's causing a bit of confusion globally, too. Some countries like Australia, Japan, Mexico, they've actually paused some shipments temporarily.
It's a really clear example of how one policy decision can, you know, ripple outwards and hit our wallets.
Yeah.
So a good question for students might be, how could this tax change affect the price of things we buy online from other countries?
Or even more basically, what exactly is a tariff and how do these kinds of rules impact trade between countries?
Good points. Okay, shifting gears now from economics to the ocean.
Yeah, this is fascinating. New data is showing great white sharks are appearing much farther north along the U.S. East Coast than usual.
That's right. Think Maine 93 sightings recorded there in 2024. And up in Nova Scotia, sightings have like multiplied 2.5 times since just 2018.
Wow. And experts think it's a mix of things causing this northward movement.
Yeah, a few key factors. Shark populations are actually recovering thanks to conservation, which is good news.
Okay.
Plus, their main food source, seals, are also increasing in those northern areas. And then there's the big one, climate change warming up the Atlantic.
Right, the warmer water temperatures. It really shows how interconnected everything is in an ecosystem, doesn't it?
It really does. So for your students, maybe ask, have you noticed any changes in nature or the environment near where you live? What might be causing them?
Or maybe connect it directly. How does something like ocean temperature change where animals live or what they eat?
That's a great angle. And thinking about change and how we understand it, that leads us nicely into today's quote.
Yes, the quote. This one's from John Locke, and it really makes you pause and think. He said, "Reading furnishes the mind only with materials of knowledge. It is thinking that makes what we read ours."
Powerful stuff. And Locke, for context, was a really influential English philosopher back in the 17th century. Huge impact on political ideas.
Absolutely. His theories on natural rights, life, liberty, property, and the whole idea of a social contract between people and government, they were foundational for things like the U.S. Declaration of Independence.
So Locke's quote really pushes us beyond just absorbing facts. It's about processing, internalizing.
Exactly. A great conversation starter with kids could be, what do you think Locke means by that? How does just reading something differ from really thinking about it and making it your own?
Or connecting to his broader impact. How did ideas like Locke's about rights and government shape how the United States was formed?
Definitely good food for thought there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next up, something about health and climate again.
Yeah, this is a new study published in Nature Climate Change. And it suggests that living through heat waves repeatedly can actually speed up biological aging.
Speed up aging? How does that work?
Well, the researchers looked at 15 years of data. They found that experiencing regular heat waves over just 2 years could age someone's biological clock by about 12 days.
12 days. That doesn't sound like a lot initially, but they compared the effect to something like habitual smoking or drinking.
Exactly. It puts it in perspective. And the study highlighted that people who work outdoors or live in rural areas, often with less AC, they felt the biggest impact.
Mm-hmm. There was a small sort of silver lining, though. The impact seemed to lessen over time for people, suggesting they found ways to cope.
Right, adaptation. But it still highlights this direct link between extreme weather and our long-term physical health.
So for a discussion, you could ask students, what are some practical things people can do to stay healthy when it gets really hot or the weather is extreme?
Or maybe step back a bit. How do studies like this one help us see the bigger picture of how environmental changes affect our health over time?
Okay, finally, let's end on a really positive and frankly inspiring story.
Yes, this is about Kendall Ray Johnson. She's 10 years old, lives in Georgia, and she's actually the USDA's youngest certified farmer.
Incredible. And she just earned a full-ride scholarship worth over $83,000 to South Carolina State University.
Amazing. She started growing greens when she was just three. Now she grows all sorts of produce.
And she's not just farming. She's an ambassador for urban agriculture. Apparently, she really impressed the university president talking about things like microorganisms and crop counts. Just wow.
It's such a great story about passion and focus at a young age. Her parents really nurtured that interest.
It really is. So this could spark a great conversation. What's something you're really passionate about right now? How could that interest maybe shape your future?
Or even explore. How can someone your age follow a passion, even if it seems different or maybe too grown up? Great questions.
So wrapping things up, we've touched on global tariffs, migrating sharks, the meaning of thinking, heat's impact on health, and an amazing young farmer. Quite a range.
Yeah, the goal here was just to give you that quick snapshot of the topics your students are digging into with the juice. Hopefully, it gives you a few starting points for a conversation.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive. We appreciate you taking the time to stay informed.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.